Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Watermelon-flavored gummies, dried cannabis flowers that taste like bananas. With cannabis shops opening all over the tri-state, health officials are worried kids will be enticed to buy these products. Joining us live on 1010 Winds Newsline is Linda Richter, VP of Prevention Research and Analysis at Partnership to End Drug Addiction. Linda, thank you so much for being here. It wouldn't seem to be too much of a stretch that kids could get a hold of some gummies that their parents might have, even if they're not flavored, right?
That's absolutely true. And certainly the home is a source of these products, but it's also not very hard for them to access it just kind of anywhere else because they're widely available. And they're not very well regulated at this point. And we know that flavors are really a main attraction for young people when it comes to using any addictive substance. And we learned some hard lessons from the nicotine vaping epidemic that we should be applying now to marijuana products as
right.
they become more available.
Yeah, it feels like we just went through this in particular with vaping. I mean, what needs to be done here, Linda? Should cannabis retailers stop selling flavored products or put a restriction on it so that kids wouldn't be able to?
Sure. I mean, in the ideal world, these products would not be sold with flavors at all because, as I said, flavors are really the primary thing that attracts kids to these products. But in the absence of strong regulations that we currently have right now in New York, as well as around the country and states that have legalized, at a bare minimum, they should be very strongly restricted and also should be forbidden from or prohibited from coming in packages and designs and shapes that are really appealing to kids. So many of these products, especially the edibles, really completely resemble popular candy products that are often unintentionally ingested by young kids who unknowingly think that they're just, you know, regular candy, and also really decrease the perception that these products could be harmful for teens and young adults because they kind of just look like candy products. And the flavors also just kind of confer the sense of harmlessness to young people.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of public education that needs to happen, especially for kids and parents. But the government needs to do a lot more to crack down on the illegal sale of these products.
Right. And Linda, you're supposed to, though, just to clarify, you're supposed to be 21, though, right, to be able to buy any of this stuff?
Absolutely. You have to be 21 in all states that have legalized adult use marijuana products. But, you know, that has not been very well enforced, and kids can access these products from places outside of legitimate retail locations.
And as you mentioned, this has really been up to the states to handle this. Do we need just, you know, more stringent, not just more stringent, but sort of across the board unified regulation from the feds?
We certainly do need that, and that's something that we've been calling for. However, because it remains illegal on the federal level to use or possess marijuana, the federal government hasn't really weighed in heavily on this topic yet. Presumably, they will soon. But in the absence of that, state laws do have things on their books that are meant to protect kids, but they're sort of vague and they're really not well enforced at this point.
All right. Well, listen, we thank you so much for talking to us about this important issue. Linda Richter, VP of Prevention Research and Analysis at the Partnership to End Drug Addiction. Linda, thanks.
Thank you for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!